Kurt Duhar of the Ottawa County Parks Commission a little bit about what this path will, this 2.4 miles, $1.8 million project, a little bit about what, when it's completed, what will it be like?
Well, we think it's going to be just a fantastic experience. Like I said before, it's going to provide access to some of the really neat natural features that are on the site. We have the Makatawa River. We have a new bridge that's going over that. It's going through the various habitats that are at this park, the open grassland areas, the woodlands, and then especially in particular the ravines that are on the north area of the site. We're spanning three of those with new bridges that will really be quite spectacular and fun to cross.
Kurt, is this, because it's still a relatively new county park, is this still, shall we say, under a lot of people's radar? They don't know much about it right now?
We think so. We've had people say, yeah, it doesn't seem like enough people are using this park. But we always say, well, once we get things in place, we think the use will really pick up. So this trail is a big part of that. Because it's a connector, we're going to get access from both ends. Because we think it's a standalone neat thing, we're going to get people who come here just to ride it. And we're also doing some other things in the park. The mountain bikers have been helping us develop mountain bike trails in the park, too. And so that's another use that's getting more people out here to enjoy it.
A little bit about the park itself. Because it's still relatively new, does it take a little bit in terms of not so much awareness, but for the park to really, for lack of a better term, mature, to be able to be what a lot of people envisioned it when the county got the property and started developing it?
Right. Well, that is absolutely true, and that's why we do a master plan that gives us the vision for the future, and we've been slowly implementing pieces of it, and this is really the last big piece that that will kind of complete most of what we hope to do with this park. And yeah, all of our new parks kind of have that. They develop a clientele of people who really love it and use it regularly, and we think that's going to happen here, especially because we're close to Zeeland and Holland. You know, that population is quite close. It's relatively accessible for those folks, and we think a lot of them will start to use it regularly.
Apologies, Kurt Duhar, if I ask a question more along the bike aspect than the park aspect, but it seems as if there's an extensive network of bike paths north and south between Holland and Grand Haven, and to a certain extent a little bit going into Zeeland and the like. But really, outside of maybe the Coopersville area going out towards Muskegon, across the county, it's still somewhat not there. This should help a little bit in terms of making an east-west connection.
Well, that's absolutely right. And Ottawa County Parks is not involved necessarily in the trail business everywhere, but we do have a big interest in a couple of things. One is supporting a regional network, which this is, because it provides this east-west network that the county as a whole would use. And we're interested in connecting our parks. So this one runs through our parks. It connects into Holland and our parks there, of course, and east, too. On the Kenowa Trail, we've got Spring Grove Park that would connect as well.